Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection's first broadcast in our new day and time, Monday, September 2nd, 2013. Well, painter Josh Thiessen starts the artist statement on his website with, quote, "Although I have experimented with a variety of subject matter in my photography and acrylic paintings, I most frequently choose nature and wildlife, as I believe God created the world and I take delight in emphasizing its beauty, particularity, and diversity," end quote. Well, what's amazing about this clarity of vision is that it comes from an 18-year-old painter who began drawing and painting as a preschooler while his parents were missionaries in Russia. Josh is on the phone with me today from his studio in Stoney Creek, Ontario, where we'll talk to him about how he's been able to pack decades worth of art into such a short time frame. But before we do, let's listen to Yahweh, the title track from the Yahweh CD by Trevor Dick. And now to our interview with Josh Thiessen. Good evening, Josh.
Hi there. It's great to be on.
Thank you. Well, your website bio says you started coloring and drawing when you were a preschooler living in Russia. Sort of, how did that whole interest in art begin for you?
I guess, yeah, as a toddler, I really preferred to do my own drawings and pictures. And the coloring books that well-meaning grandmas had sent to us in the mail were actually given to other children. There we were living in Russia at the time. My parents were working over there as professors and missionaries, and I had a Russian nanny who did lots of arts and crafts with me. My parents would laugh at how she held up my stuffed animals, trying to teach a three-year-old how to draw them three-dimensionally with, you know, shading and perspective. So it was kind of funny, but I guess my nanny and parents began to kind of quietly believe that I just may have a special gift for art. So That's really how it started, just with a pure joy for it, for creating and painting, drawing.
Well, and when your parents have traveled and you have traveled fairly extensively, you're being homeschooled, how did all of that have an impact on your choice now to pursue art and painting as a career?
I guess, yeah. So I was born in Moscow. So actually from the age of 2, I had flown on over 20 planes, so yeah, I was pretty accustomed to traveling and flying. And in Russia, there's a huge arts culture. My nanny's daughters were ballerinas, and we would go to the orchestra, the symphonies, and we were just surrounded with that culture,
mm-hmm.
and like the Nutcracker and all of that, and as well, just over time, continuing to travel on, you know, short-term mission trips afterwards when we had returned to Canada. And so, you know, I took my camera wherever I went to get lots of photos, and I would do sketching. So I think all of those experiences really shaped my work, my worldviews, you know, growing up in a third world country. I think really opens up your eyes, your mind to how the other side of the world lives. And so I think that's really influenced me with sort of the charity work that I do, you know, through my art for, you know, various fundraisers. But I guess that through art, it's really the best way to express my thoughts, my feelings, and just what I want, you know, the message through my art.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess those world travels have, yeah, definitely really influenced my art for sure.
Marina, you also mentioned, too, the fact that you were homeschooled allowed you to sort of focus on art.
Exactly.
And as well, and to the extent that, you know, in a school situation, you may have had art class, but mm-hmm. that was when you did it, and it was dedicated at that time. Where homeschooling, you had a little more flexibility. Did that really have an impact on how you developed your art?
I definitely did. When we returned to Canada, I went to a school for 3 years, and although I got you know, good marks in art and even won some awards, it was sort of as if my creativity had kind of been stifled by the system, you know, creating assignments, and I just got so busy with other activities that I really rarely had time to create my art anymore. So when we look back at that time, there's not too much of my art that I've done, but then we convinced my mom to homeschool us just so that we could travel with them on occasion for the flexibility with my parents' mobile lifestyle. It just really made sense. And then shortly after that, local wildlife and pet portrait artist Valerie Jones and discovered me at Church Midweek Club, and then invited me over to her studio, began passing on to me skills in chalk pastel realism, and then booked me for my first art exhibition at 11. So that really all started with the flexibility of being able to, you know, go over to her studio and learn her techniques, and I was mentored under her for a year and a half. So I think, yeah, I don't know if I'd be at the place I am now if I hadn't been mm-hmm. homeschooled at that time. So that's a really big thing that I'm very thankful to my parents for, and just allowed also for, you know, the traveling and ability to spend more time on my art, although, you know, I had many other activities that I was involved in, like basketball to Bible quizzing and other things. I think it just allowed me, yeah, to really dedicate more time on my art. So, yeah, definitely homeschooling was a big thing.
Now, who have been some of the people that have influenced you in your art on the way? You mentioned Valerie Jones. Who have been some of the other painters that have had an influence on you?
Yeah, so being mentored under Val was really influential for me. I started first in really nature and wildlife art at that time, and I'd always been a big fan and admirer of Robert Bateman's work. My grandparents would have his coffee table books, and I love looking through them, actually. And so I think, you know, nature and wildlife artists, as well as just a very highly realistic artist who, you know, do old buildings, weather services, and architecture. I had the opportunity of being mentored under Robert Bateman, which was just a very influential mentorship in my life and a really big boost to my career.
And mentoring, it's not just, you know, understanding. So if you actually went to study with Robert Bateman and in a class of others.
Yeah, that's correct. So people had said that I should, you know, write him and let him know about my exhibition at the Burlington Arts Center, which he was heavily a part of when he lived in the area. And now he's out in BC. And so I sent a letter attached some images of my wildlife paintings, and then I received an email back from him inviting me out to BC to study under him. And so with the help of a scholarship and air miles from relatives, I was able to go, and I received a very good critique from him for my work, and he said, "You're indeed very good." And so I was 15 at that time, and just receiving that encouragement from, you know, one of my favorite artists was very encouraging for me, and a huge support for my career. And then afterwards, the press and media picked up on it, but I was able to learn his techniques, how he works on a painting from start to finish, and I've since been able to keep up with him, and he's given some great quotes about my work in the press and media, which has been very helpful.
Great. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk to our painter, our guest painter, Josh Thiessen, and we're going to look at how he approaches the creative process. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to In Christ Alone from the Yahweh CD by Trevor Dick, who, along with the Fifth String Boulevard Band, has spent the summer in the studio recording a new CD, and we'll be looking forward to seeing that in the next little while. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Josh Thiessen. Josh, looking at painting and looking at the creative process, how does a painting start for you? Where did the ideas come from? How do you sort of start formulating that looking at that blank canvas and saying, this is what I'm going to put on it?
So for each painting, I usually use upwards to 20 photos as references, which I take myself. And then in the process, I'll do lots of sketching just to develop the composition. Some ideas for my paintings will come purely from my head, and it will take, you know, actually years before they actually come out onto the canvas. So the paintings usually start very rough, and it takes around 200 to 300 hours for each painting, especially the large ones. So it's a long process. I put all my photos actually on my laptop and arrange them in the composition of what I like. But I enjoy the high realism style with the detail, although I have tried other styles like abstract to cubism to expressionism in my earlier years. I just stuck to more of the refined style, and then, you know, hours and hours every day working in my studio gallery here in Stoney Creek.
Yeah. Now, do you work on one painting at a time? Do you have a number of different things on the go? How do you sort of?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I generally work on one painting at a time. Sometimes I'll work on two at once. I just recently did that just in order for a deadline, but I prefer just, you know, sticking on one, and I find it's more efficient for paint, and I can just dedicate my thoughts towards that one painting.
Mm-hmm. Now, over the years, you've been given a number of accolades. You know, one of the latest was a first place for teens and the Future Promise Award at the Buckhorn Fine Art Festival. What award has meant the most to you? What sort of stuck out in your memory as you look at, you know, I mean, I looked at your CV and there's a list of honors that you've been given over the years.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I've received a lot of awards for my art, which is just really an added bonus for the fact that I'm able to now do what I love full time, and just the fact that you know, people have purchased my art too has also been very encouraging. Probably recently, the award that's meant the most to me would be either the receiving the Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee Medal, or Canada's Top 20 Under 20, being recognized as Top 20 Under the Age of 20. I think those ones meant the most because it wasn't just for the artistic achievement and accomplishments that I've received, but it was also for just the philanthropic work that I do with my art, and also speaking and teaching, and just being generous in sharing my work with fundraising events where my paintings get raffled off or put in silent auctions. So I think those have been really encouraging to me, and I've started the Arts for a Change Foundation, which is really using art to affect positive change in our world. So that's something I just would like to continue to do. I feel, you know, I've been given this gift from God, and I'm so happy to just be able to share it with others and bless others through it.
Well, how did that whole aspect of a foundation come up? I mean, you know, I mean, I'm looking at and you said you got the 20 under 20, and the Queen's Jubilee medal for the fact that, you know, you're doing things outside of your art to make a difference in society. Where did that whole idea come from?
I think, you know, from a young age, I always, you know, wanted to help people. And then obviously, you know, growing up in Russia and having parents who are leaders of a team who are doing humanitarian work and that sort of thing, obviously had a big effect on me. I think also when I was mentored under Bateman, he encouraged me to get involved in conservational efforts as well. So I soon afterwards helped with the Friends of the Hermosa Karst, helping Karst area in Hamilton, actually, just so that there'd be more awareness for that. And so I think it was those experiences that really influenced me, and I had sort of been, I guess, you know, donating my work over these years, but decided that I should all put it under, you know, a larger heading of the Arts for a Change Foundation, and so it just made sense to organize it all in one place, and from that, under that umbrella, I will speak and go into schools and community groups and churches and speak about my art. And so I also, you know, encourage others to also, you know, be generous. And so all of those things that I believe that are true to help multiply the efforts. I recently actually started the Stony Creek Studio Stroll, which is a studio tour in the area where I live, and it was now in its second year. And so the main encouragement for that was to do art with a purpose, that each studio had a raffle donation so that people could bring food bank items in return for a chance to enter a draw for an art prize. So that's something I'd like to just multiply. And I think through the Arts for Change Foundation, I hope that continues to multiply in the future.
Well, looking at all of that, and I mean, looking at you know, all of the things that have been coming out, you've got media stories that call you a prodigy, you've got the competitions, and yet we've seen young people, celebrities and that, heading towards train wrecks. How do you keep yourself grounded? How do you stay grounded when all of this is going on, and not heading into the challenges that others have faced at your age?
I think for the most part, my parents have really helped me stay grounded that way. I've a brother, and he's always keeping me in my place, and so my head doesn't get too big. But I think also what's really been important to me in my is my faith and staying grounded that way. There's first Luke 9:25 that's really important to me. It says, you know, what good is it for you to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit your own soul? So I think that's kind of how I live my life. I just feel that I've been given this talent from God with art, and also the accolades that come along with it as well, but to know that my faith is the first importance for me, and the art is secondary, although, you know, I enjoy it a lot. I just want to, yeah, make that clear for me so that, you know, pride doesn't, you know, seep into my mind. And so, yeah, it's always a constant reminder for me, because there's lots of examples of, yeah, celebrities who have gone off the tracks. And so I just really want to always keep that in mind, and to also encourage, you know, friends and family to confront me or let me know if I'm kind of slipping sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Does that also help you keep balance as well, so that you know, one thing doesn't become more significant or more important than the other?
Exactly. Yeah. Keeping a balance in life is really important. So, you know, being involved in other activities, not just within art, I think is good to keep a balance in life.
Great. Well, we're going to take a final break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with artist Josh Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Connection. You've been listening to Everlasting God from Trevor Dick's Yahweh CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with painter Josh Thiessen. What's next on the agenda for you? You've got any exhibits or anything coming up in the next little while?
Yeah, I'm always usually busy with festivals and exhibitions. Next, the Courtesy Art Festival, the Super Crawl in downtown Hamilton. It's the main art event of the year in Hamilton, and then afterwards, we're actually I'm flying to Arizona for one of my first international exhibitions, part of the International Guild of Realism, so the top realist artists in the world. So that's something that I'm really excited for. and I have one of my paintings, Shipwrecked Treasure, in it. And so it's one of the pieces that I have of old weathered surfaces and peeling paint. So although I've done, you know, lots of wildlife and nature art in the past, I also like doing old buildings and the weathering effects of nature and the elements. So that exhibition is coming up in October, and the Grimsby Art Festival is coming up. That's, I guess, the next event, which is in September.
Yeah. Great. And if people are interested in learning more about you or even seeing examples of your art, I mean, that's one of the challenges of radio is we can't show people some of the stuff, but how can they find your stuff?
So, yeah, if you'd like to check out my art and see it, you could go on my website at joshtsid.com, and you could connect with me on various social media platforms. One thing I promised my brother that I would do, actually, he's a musician and composer, and I've been working on his album artwork. And so his CD is actually coming out pretty soon in the mid-September time. So that's something I've been working on lately. And so he'd probably be good for radio interviews. There's a link on my website, his website, for his music.
Little plug in there. And it's
little shameless plug for him.
Yeah, shameless self-promotion. And it's Joss, and it's Tiessen, TIESSEN.com.
That's right.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and it was great to be on Arts Connection.
Yeah, and thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Josh Tiessen. And if you want to listen to this program again or share it with a friend, look for the archive program on our website, www.selawministries.ca. That's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.